Yeah, go Sabres.
How was the game?
It's been good. It's been great. I was on a plane, but I landed, and obviously the whole plane was going nuts. Got to watch the highlights right after. We'll talk about electric. That was fun to watch the highlights. So,
hang on a second, because there was a picture of you at the game, or no?
No, not last night.
All right, I saw a picture. I thought that was okay.
Doppelganger. Okay. I unfortunately was not there last night.
Can you walk us through it, because a lot of people want to know how you're dressed up for it now too. The Sabres aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I think again, just for the city of Buffalo, I think it's a better place when the Sabres are playing well, and it being the first playoff game in, was it 15 years? Yeah. And to go in there and win the way that they did, that showed a lot of grit, showed a lot of heart. It's a team that, again, people I think kind of wrote off at the beginning part of the season. They've come together rather quickly, and they're playing for each other, and you can see that, you can feel that. I think the buzz in the city right now is electric, and it's just we talked about one Buffalo for the longest time with the Pegulas, and it's been fun to watch them progress, and now going into this playoffs rolling.
So Josh, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just tell us how becoming a father has changed your perspective on football and life in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely changes mindset a little bit. I'm very excited. I do think this is going to be the best version of myself, in all aspects, in my professional career and my personal life. It's such a blessing, and I've got an absolute rock star of a wife that's doing so many things right now. And allowing me to be here right now and be with my teammates. So, yes, special times.
Did you sleep at all?
I mean, no, but I wouldn't want it any other way. It's very rewarding.
Why was that so important to be here for this time for adults?
Again, I think having a new coach, understanding that process, and just trying to be here. And obviously, we got a lot of new guys, a lot of new coaches, new faces in the building. Just wanting to make sure that my presence is felt here, and trying to relay what Joe has in store for us, and make sure that, like I said earlier, I can be the best version of myself and be the best leader for this team that I can be.
One of those new guys is DJ Moore. What did you know about him going into this move, and what are your impressions of what he can be?
Yeah, we were the same draft class. We spent a little bit of time together actually at the rookie premiere way back in the day now, it feels like, over 9 years ago, or about 9 years ago. But, yeah, he's a team-first guy. He's obviously very, very talented, and getting to work with him. And our lockers are right next to each other, so getting just to talk with him. And again, he's got kids. I've got a kid now, and it's like very easy conversations to have. But just to continue to grow that relationship and build the trust on the field, what we're doing right now. And hopefully, we plan on it making some hay and paying dividends come season time.
First off, how's the foot?
Foot's great. Foot's great. Thank you.
Second, just with all that each year there's something new that comes up about you, and whether it's a child or new coach or whatever. But turning 30, I'm not sure if you're big on birthdays. Some 30 is a big number. Do you think, does that impending birthday kind of change your perspective or inform your perspective in any way?
I don't think so. I'm not too sure on the science of the athletic peak of a male, but I think it's slightly beyond 30. And then hopefully the dad strength kicks in, right? That's what they say. No, I don't think that makes anything. Again, I think just getting back to playing this game the way I love to play it, having fun, enjoying my teammates, enjoying this game. And again, I know we've talked about a lot, not focusing on the results, but again, continuing to love the grind, love going out there and practicing, love trying to get better. And again, the results will come with that. Just going out there and playing football.
What's Joe's message been to the team early on in his new role here?
Yeah, I think the main message is what we're receiving is put the ball down. Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when. Again, we're going to have the competitive stamina to to go four quarters or more, you know, with anybody, and that's kind of our mindset going into it. And we got guys that are working extremely hard right now, and it's a fun vibe, but also a very competitive edge to us right now, and we're all trying to make each other better.
How would you say your relationship with him has evolved? He obviously came in as your position coach, and then he's your coordinator, and now he's your head coach. He joked at the owners' meetings about you calling him coach and how he hates it, but how would you, you know, characterize where your relationship with him is?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, and just the nature of how he's kind of stepped up in each role. You know, this is going to sound weird when I say it, but we talk less now, right? When he was my quarterback coach, we talked every single day. When he was the offensive coordinator, he's going around, bouncing around to different positions and on the offensive side, and now his just role has gotten a little bit bigger. So making sure that we're staying in constant communication, I'm hearing what he's trying to convey to the team, and then doing my best to you know, be a mouthpiece for him, be an extension of him, and again, just carrying on what he wants for this team to be.
Josh, how much input have you had so far in the draft, man? And you're not making the picks, but have they come to you a little bit in this process and asked opinions? And if so, is it more than it's been? Has that kind of gone up each year?
Yes and no. I mean, getting asked about certain guys, yeah, but at the end of the day, that's Bean's role, and the scouts that they got up there, that's what they get paid to do. And, you know, I'm trying to just focus on being the best quarterback that I can be right now.
You say focus on being the best. Well, you've had maybe some time to reflect, but is there something for this year that you think you're focused on that you feel personally as a player to improve on?
Yeah, I mean, I think battling mechanics a little bit last year, early on in the season, I'm trying to be less, I wouldn't say less extensive in that part, but maybe to an extent, just not caring as much more about, you know, not worrying about throwing, but more worrying about playing football, understanding where my eyes and my feet are. And I think, you know, having Bo in the quarterback room has been extremely helpful. You know, he's got a great mind for it, and the way that he's able to communicate, and just going over all the bad stuff last year and trying to improve on it.
Josh, how much can you already see and feel that things are different with Joe as the head coach?
Yeah, you know, new signage, obviously everywhere, new message, new vibe, new guys. You know, and it's been a good change. You know, still respecting the past and what's been here the last, you know, 10 years, and not shying away from that, but also having his own twist on it, and having, like I said earlier, that competitive edge that we're trying to instill in the guys right now, and to be able to have that competitive stamina. So it's been really good, and to see him embrace the role and step into it, the way that he talks to the guys, you can tell he's very well respected with everybody in that locker room, and it's only going to continue to grow, in my opinion.
I know losing Mitch, obviously, you know, it's tough for the room, but you get Kyle Allen back. Can you kind of walk us into the room a little bit and what it's like being back with him again?
Yeah, Kyle, obviously, I think most people know that we're pretty good friends, and spent a lot of time together in the off season. So I've had him here before, kind of a seamless transition. He's obviously been a few different spots since we've had him, and just that knowledge alone, it really is invaluable. You know, it's awesome to have him in the room, just talking certain concepts, bringing certain ideas to that room, and be able to bounce ideas off of him. So it's been awesome to have him back.
Josh, looking at past playoff exits, what is the one lesson that has changed how you prepare going into this season?
You know, I think any given day it can happen for you, and you got to stay ready. But again, we're going to continue to try to keep giving ourselves chances to be in that spot again, and try to learn from our past mistakes. Yeah.
Now that it sounds like it's in the past, can you walk us through the foot injury and the recovery from it and the whole thing?
Yeah. Obviously, when see Miles Garrett barreling down at you, it's no fun. Try to put my foot in the ground. It was actually kind of a previous deal that I never knew I had, and it just kind of jolted it loose. And it just kind of, a little piece of bone just kind of broke off and was floating there. So they just went in, took it out, kind of like a, I don't know, small rock. They literally just cut it out, leave it on the table, and sew it back up, and you know, scar tissue will form around it, and it feels really good right now, and I don't feel like I have any limitations.
They don't put anything back in there?
No.
Did you keep the bone?
No. Our head trainer, Nate Bresky, was there, and apparently they like wrapped it up and threw it away as quickly as they could, and I really wanted it, but...
Your Steiner would want it.
I know. It may be floating out there. Who knows?
Black market or something. Sorry. You got involved in Connor coming back. Why was that important to you to maybe...
I mean, I don't know if I got really involved. He'd gave me a call, and, you know, it was the day before really free agency was about to hit. He basically told me he was saying goodbye, and I was like, just give me 1 second, you know, and I just gave Bean a call, and he's like, I'm working on it. So I didn't really have much to do with it. But, yeah, it's awesome to have him back.
Getting back with how have – you've always had this want to win, this desire to win. It's unquestioned. But how have you now, with all the new things that have happened in your life, balanced that urgency to win and everything else in your life?
I mean, I think, again, that want to win will never change. The why I want to do it has, right? So why I want to do it and to show my family, to show my daughter how hard you need to work in order to accomplish something so great. And as long as I play this game, that's going to be my mindset.
Can I ask you another follow-up about the foot regarding, you said it was an old injury that you didn't know about, but I don't want to assume. They've got in there and looked at it and found that it was, they can see some old damage?
Yeah, when we looked at it after that Cleveland game, it was like this wasn't a fresh break. At some point, whether it was 5, 10, maybe even 15 years ago, something had happened. And it just kind of calloused over, and it basically had set, so it wasn't painful until I, again, put a lot of weight on it, and it just kind of jarred loose and kind of broke up all the scar tissue in there. So,
as you reflected on it or probably had time to think about it, could you come up with it when it happened? Wyoming or pro?
It's hard to say. Again, it's kind of my own fault is sometimes after games I'm bumped and bruised, and, you know, I turn down a lot of x-rays, and you know, Nate's always giving me crap about it, but I'm just like, I'm good, I'm playing Sunday, it doesn't matter. So I honestly couldn't tell you when it happened.
Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, is Sam Darnold like the best friend who has won a Super Bowl? I know you have a lot of friends around the league, but I would imagine
100%, yeah.
Do you talk to him about, I would imagine that's like obviously an incredible huge milestone for him, you're very happy for him in that moment, but it's also something that you really want to accomplish as well. What are those conversations like after he's won? And is there any, like, advice from his standpoint of, like, this is what was different or this is what I did?
Yeah, I mean, I think the obviously great thing of our relationship is we don't really talk a lot of football when we're around each other. It's more life and family and golf and just anything in between. But, you know, it's come up of just how happy I am for him. And his family, and to be able to edit, I'm sure you guys saw his wedding was, you know, a couple weeks ago, and to be there and attend that, you know, that was really cool. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say there's been a whole lot of conversation about the Super Bowl other than just congrats, and you know, you played awesome throughout the season. Really, last couple years, he's been on a tear, and it's just awesome to see from a friend's perspective for sure.
Josh, do you remember what you said about the injury and how you are after games? You always play a lot and practice something you got to feel. Will that cause you maybe now going forward to say, maybe I'm going to take an extra look at something, or are you just going to, hey, I'm playing no matter what again, like you said?
Yeah, I don't see it being any of that, so just keep on going.
Josh, what is your thoughts on this year's wide receiver class and how many favorites?
To be quite honest, I've been in this baby bubble, in the baby loop, as I like to call it. So I couldn't tell you what's going on with the draft and who's going where and how many picks each team has. So just excited to welcome our new guys. And, you know, I know that our front office has been working extremely hard. And, you know, whoever that may be, we're going to welcome them with open arms and try to bring them in as quickly as possible to try to win a Super Bowl.
Right. Speaking of that, how will you be able to keep the young guys locked in when it's a championship request?
Um, again, we just want to go out there. We want to play to the best of our abilities, and not worry about the result as much.
You mentioned just kind of getting back to playing football. Can you kind of clarify that? Were you overthinking things at times?
I don't think so. You know, you have these expectations about what you're wanting to do, and again, at the end of the day, we want to play really good football. We want to win a Super Bowl. I think everybody knows that. There's 31 other teams that want to do the same thing. But we just got to take it one step at a time, and that's all I'm trying to do. It's enjoy this game that I love to play, and try to bring that love to other players. And I think that's those are the teams that typically win, the guys that are just having fun and playing for each other, and that's what this game's about.
What does getting Connor back mean for you and to you?
Yeah, the continuity, mic points, protection calls, having someone I can lean on and rely on, and just the comfort of his personality too, being able to joke with him and kind of know the ins and outs. It's a very familiar feeling. It's awesome.
Will you be able to go to game two?
Tomorrow night?
Right.
I'm hoping to. Plan on it.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.